You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Astros lose last night, 3-2. I guess there's a couple ways to look at this game. They were up 2-0 in the eighth inning, and the bullpen comes in. Not the frontline bullpen guys, although Okert's been very good this year. But Okert and Caleb Ort give up the three runs to the Rays in the eighth and the ninth inning. The Astros get walked off on a sacrifice fly, 3-2, the final score. And I guess there's two ways to look at this. One is this is yet another game where the offense doesn't pick you up. They had opportunities. They only scored two runs. The other thing is, I guess from a bullpen standpoint, Seth, is in this day and age when everybody's watching load management and pitch counts and things like that, is that when you're on a stretch of 17 straight days, when you're in the 12th game of a stretch of 17 straight games, there is going to be a game or two in there where you just don't have Josh Hader and Brian Abreu available to you. You're going to rest them.
And right. If this wouldn't be as big of a concern if they actually had healthy pitchers. Yeah. You've seen a rookie and now a guy that you picked up off the street last summer with an injury showing up and pitching pitching in games that you didn't expect to have them pitch. Yep. That's the hard part. So it's really, really hard for me to get upset at the bullpen last night when the bullpen has been the absolute best thing on this baseball team. Yep. as a platoon.
Yeah, no, I wish it hadn't happened. It hurts, no doubt, but I'm not angry. I'm not angry with the bullpen. I think the positive story from this game was Brandon Walter last night. You know, Brandon Walter, who's kicked around the minor leagues in the Red Sox system for about 4 or 5 years, was viewed as a rising prospect by them, eventually made it to the big leagues for about 9 games with the Red Sox 2 years ago, didn't pitch very well, was out of baseball with an injury last year. The Astros pick him up in August of last year, and he comes in yesterday for his first appearance as an Astro, and he throws 5 shutout innings in a big spot for this team. Here was Joe Espada last night after the game talking about Brandon Walter's performance.
You know what? He's kind of funky. He gives you different looks, like the cutter against righties, works well, induces ground balls, sweeper against lefties. I think his repertoire is actually pretty solid.
Okay.
He's funky. I like having a funky pitcher.
Funky like a monkey. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the kind of competition for fifth starter or guy that who are you going to rely on at the end of the season if another injury or what have you. I mean, there's Spencer Arrigetti's rehab, there's Lance McCullers, what the hell is he? Colton Gordon, okay. I like what I've seen. See you back in the minors. And now you add Brandon Walter to the mix, and I'm missing somebody there in terms of the Gusto.
Gusto, yeah.
What the hell is a Gusto anyway?
These guys like Colton Gordon, and especially, you know, a guy like Brandon Walter, who's 28 years old now. So he's, you know, like, he's getting down to it. You're a minor leaguer and you're in your late 20s. Like, the clock is ticking as to what you are. There is a spot open right now with the Astros. Like, when everybody's healthy, it's going to be Hunter Brown, who pitches today, by the way. Must see. Long lunch today, everybody. Noon start. Take a long lunch. Watch Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, Spencer Arrigetti, Rinel Blanco. I'm putting Lance in there as well. Just I'll put an asterisk next to Lance that we're still not quite sure like where he's at. But let's say Lance progresses and that he gets the velocity up and things like that. That last spot's open right now. That was supposed to be Hayden Wisniewski. He's done for the year. So if I'm a guy like Brandon Walter, Seth, or Colton Gordon, or Ryan Gusto, who's been on the staff all year, I'm looking at this like American Idol right now. Like, every start is an audition for me to possibly be that sixth guy right now. There is a spot for an arm on this team.
They're just like Christian Walker is auditioning to be somebody that I'm happy is on this baseball team. I can't get mad at the bullpen in a game that they lose because they can't score more than 2 runs.
Oh my God.
So, and I don't need, like, Christian Walker almost getting ejected arguing about balls and strikes. I don't want to see Christian Walker arguing balls and strikes as long as he continues to strike out. So, on average, I'm going to side with the ump. I can't get upset with you.
No. First base for the Astros since Yuli left has just been a death spot, man. That's depressing to watch. Christian Walker falls below 200, his batting average last night, in case you didn't know. Struck out a couple of times. All right, so Bun B, Houston icon, was on a podcast where they were kind of doing an adjacent, sort of an adjacent conversation to an MLB game going on. And it was interesting. I don't know if this is something they regularly do. The two hosts were Dexter Fowler, former Astro outfielder at the worst of times with the Astros. I believe he was their starting center fielder in the opening day in 2013. And Jamal Crawford, who, of course, played in the NBA for a number of years. And Bun B was on with the two of them. And they're just kind of chit-chatting about baseball and music while there's a game going on adjacent to them. And I guess they're sort of chiming in on that. I only saw this clip, so I don't know the whole dynamic of the entire conversation. But they asked Bun B about Jose Altuve. Seth, I want to play Bun B's scouting report on Jose Altuve, and you tell me how you think Bun B did in his assessment of Astros great Jose Altuve.
If you think about how quickly that bat comes around, right? If you think about his center of gravity, right? And you look at his eye for the ball, you can't really ask for better qualities in a hitter with a frame like that. You know what I'm saying? He's 100%. Hard to pitch against. He's hard to pitch against. So if you throw your best at him, he can and will take a yard. You know what I'm saying? He's quick to the base, so it's not easy to throw him out either. There's so many different advantages that Jose Altuve gives to being a good baseball player. I dare say great baseball player. He carries all of those qualities, and he's a great teammate. He's a guy that doesn't get, you know, he doesn't let the game get him down quickly. He'll go through the cycles. He'll keep working until he gets that pitch that he's looking for. He keeps his guys engaged. And everybody knows that if we're in a pinch and we need to get a guy on base, we can count on Jose to do that. And if we need to potentially knock one out and walk off or something, he can do that too. I mean, there's so many things that he can do. And he's a great defensive player too. Like, he's not just a hitter. He's a great defensive player too, man. All around, you know, perfect Astro, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, I agree with that last part. He is an all-around perfect
Astro.
He's
describing the career of Jose Altuve to somebody who's not an Astros fan.
Okay, there you go.
And always with the outside, and always when you're defending, when you're describing Jose Altuve, you know that the follow-up question at some point is going to be, yeah, but didn't he wear a buzzer?
I saw
Pat McAfee say that he wore a buzzer. That's where I get my news.
He was the one apologizing for the cheating scandal. Yeah.
Right, yeah. The first thing he touched on, I think, is the part about his bat speed or his hand speed specifically. That's where Altuve has turned a weakness into a strength. Okay, he's short. Yeah, all right. You know what? Those are smaller levers that he's got swinging the bat. You can get the bat around a lot more quickly.
Yep.
And then also his ability to hit outside the zone. Even though sometimes he overestimates his ability, but his ability to kind of just play beyond where a pitcher probably feels like a hittable ball is for him is one of his biggest threats. And that Jose Altuve still exists, as we saw evidence of last night, Sean.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the two thing. I think you're right. I think it was more of an overall description because he isn't as quick to the base as he used to be. That's just his speed is down. He's 35 years old. And I think the defensive part, definitely a career description.
Career description, except then he's looked like a 19-year-old Jose Altuve at second base the last couple days.
Did you see the catch on the pop-up last night that he had?
Yeah.
Run back to the home plate. You know, you're right. Maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe I'm the bad scout. I liked it. Good job, Bun B. I thought overall not a bad job there on that podcast, given a description of Jose Altuve. And the part, all caps I put, great teammate. He is a great teammate. Mm-hmm. He took the bullets for that being better than everybody else scandal. Took all the bullets for it. All right.
I didn't like hearing about Brendan Rodgers, who was getting a break the last couple of days, just not being a fan of the heat and humidity in Houston. I'm like, all right, yeah, that's great. I don't.
What, driving to the ballpark? Like,
you're lucky to be on a baseball team, damn it.
You play indoors.
Yeah.
It's not even like you've got to stand out there in the heat and humidity and do your job.
I mean, I understood exactly where he's coming from. He's played in Colorado forever. This has got to be. I mean, look at his career numbers and the fact that they're way better than they should be just because he played in that altitude. But then that crisp, dry air, you know, being out there and you don't even realize you're sweating because it's all evaporating.
It's nice. Yeah. No, I lived there 3 years. It's great. As someone who coaches text messages, someone who coaches a little baseball from time to time, Jose Altuve is obviously a great player, but you would never teach a child to bat like he does.
Right, yeah. He does everything he does defies explanation or expectation. That's just what he does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. All right.
He's really the Travis Hunter of previous generation. Chuck.
He's changing the game of baseball.
Yeah.
It's going to be all 5 foot six people once Jose retires. All right. Graphic I saw showing the best players in the NFL under 25, under the age of 25 at each position. I think there's three Texans in the conversation. Did any of them make the cut? And if they didn't, are they better than the guys that did? We will hit that coming up next.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.